Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That brings back memories of my fraternity days.
You weren't in a fraternity.
Hey, I rushed a place called Zeta Psi, and it was like the original Animal House.
Okay.
I mean, stuff in the swimming pool, and like there was a sofa in the swimming pool, which I thought was really cool. Then I rushed Delta Chi, which was kind of buttoned up and preppy, and
Your speed?
Well, no, not at all. In fact, not at all. And I actually could have joined the fraternity, but I made the mistake of saying, "Well, I have a business, and where can I put my weather teletype?" And they looked at me,
and their nerd alert went up.
They looked at me like I had horns. They're like, "What?
This guy's a partier.
Maybe this won't work." But I recall some good parties.
Magnet over here.
Some of the fraternities.
I get it. That's what we're talking about. Three female students at Yale University are suing its fraternities, asking a federal court to accept women as members. They accuse Yale and the fraternities of allowing dangerous environments. So, of course, the question becomes, why would you want to be a part of an organization that is dangerous for women? The women, the three female students, actually say they have been physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, men grinding up on them, grabbing at them during parties at fraternities at Yale. So why do you want to be part of that culture at all? They say the only way to socialize at Yale is by going to fraternity parties. Now, I've never been to Yale.
True?
I've never been to Yale, so I don't know if there's like a street where there are bars or restaurants or anything without drinking. I don't imagine the only way to socialize was being at a fraternity party.
You can party at the library. You have to be very quiet, though.
People have dorm room parties, but they say if you go to a fraternity party, you risk being sexually assaulted.
Mm.
So I guess their ultimate goal is probably to have them banned, but they realize doing this in a legal way, because they're smart and they go to Yale, probably will eventually lead to the downfall of fraternities if they start letting women in, because then they wouldn't really be fraternities if they started letting women into the fraternities. And it certainly would kill the culture of the frat boy parties,
sure.
You know, the Animal House of which you speak. Fraternities at Yale have had a serious problem. There was a picture of a sign outside of one of the fraternities that reads, "We love Yale sluts." Another fraternity was banned after pledges reportedly paraded around chanting, "No means yes."
Really?
And then a third fraternity faced allegations of turning away women of color because they wanted white girls only. One of the women who is suing the fraternity says they need a paradigm shift. They do. Students are forced to make a choice between having a good social life and not feeling safe at parties. And they want Yale to take action to make a change so people no longer feel forced to make that decision. And the methodology for them is if you let women in the fraternities, they'll change the culture.
But why not just set out to ban them? I mean, that's a much higher bar, right?
And one of the women says banning fraternities is not counter to their objectives. So they would be okay with banning the fraternities.
But joining them maybe defuses some of the male toxicity, right?
She says the kind of gender integration model that we're doing is more feasible. It's worked similarly in context of the past. So if there's a legal way, like now, if this federal court says, you know what? Based on equality laws, whatever Yale has in place, fraternities have to accept women. They then have to accept women. And then the culture shifts because women are going to be involved in the party planning, or they'll be able to make some rules, and the whole culture will shift. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I don't want anybody to be sexually assaulted ever at any fraternity parties. And I think these fraternities have a real problem when it comes to how they think about women.
So as long as you're not discriminating, Don't you have the right, though, if you set up a club, any club, to say who you want in that club, as long as you're not discriminating based on race, based on ethnicity, based on religion?
I'm not sure the legalities behind the fraternities, because there are sororities, too, yeah. Because there are sororities. And I was in a sorority. I was AFI. I guess AFI. You're always a sister at Syracuse University. And I had a great time. And we had great parties with other men. I personally, thank God, was never sexually assaulted at any of these parties. I understand people really hate on Greek culture. It is kind of this culture of drinking and hedonism and sexism. I see that. I can see that. But I'm still dear friends with a lot of my sorority sisters, and I know men who had great bonding experiences in their fraternities as well. Although, if there is a culture of sexual abuse, that totally needs to change.
651.
989-9226
is our number. If you have a strong opinion.
Yeah, but I think the way they're going about it, allowing women into the fraternities, is not the right way to go. It would completely dismantle the backbone of the fraternity. I'm not opposed to necessarily men having their own little clubs and women having their own little clubs and having those bonding experiences. I am opposed to sexual assault. I'm opposed to frat boy culture that is negative to women. That needs to change. But in my opinion, it can be changed in a different way other than this lawsuit.
But wasn't this inevitable in the age of Me Too? Mm-hmm. In the age of Me Too, fraternities have some catching up to do.
Absolutely.
Because it's amazing what goes on, and people blame the alcohol. Well, he had 3 drinks. He had 7 drinks. You know, he didn't know what he was doing.
But if you have fraternities that are holding signs, "We love Yale sluts," and "No means yes," you have a major problem with your fraternity. And if fraternities want to survive, they need to adapt and change. You know, this culture of whether you use that term toxic masculinity, that's a term that's been bandied about quite a bit. That's a real thing. That's a real thing. And bad things sometimes happen at frat parties.
The old boys network.
Right.
One of our listeners says, "I'm a woman. This is ludicrous. I guess sororities need to take on men."
Well, that's it. I don't want a man in my sorority house. I wouldn't want a dude living. I personally didn't live in the house, but we had a lot of activities there, and I have friends who did. And it was a place for female bonding, and they had a great time there, and we loved our moments.
Because
there.
If you open that door, there's going to be a line around the block.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality.
You're right. I don't know if they can learn our proper cheers, if they can recite the Greek alphabet as quickly as I can. I still remember it to this day.
You'd be surprised how quickly men can learn things when there's the appropriate motivation.
Yeah. Ron's in Hudson. Ron, what do you think? Wow. Women in fraternities, what do you think?
I think, doesn't it basically boil down to the original foundation was that sororities are where women live and fraternities are where men live? And I think the loosely affiliated with, like, say, the engineering program or the, you know.
Oftentimes, yes.
But I think the segregation of where people literally live as opposed to the co-mingle thing. Now, the funny thing is, though, like, the dorms now are co-ed dorms.
That's right. True. That's true.
That's true.
You know, so, but the difference there is an RA. There is a resident assistant, not necessarily an adult, but there is somebody who's kind of keeping an eye on things.
Right.
Whereas I don't think fraternities and sororities have anybody that has like an official position, right?
Well, sometimes there's a house mother. Sometimes there is somebody that lives there. I don't know that's, again, I didn't live in my house when I was a member there,
but I take the valor of what the women are doing. I think that's a great move. You know, that's a great way to do some societal change.
And it seems that Ron, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I think the women's heart is in the right place. They want to change the culture of these frat parties. Certainly, if they had the experience of being sexually assaulted, if they were seeing these signs, if they were, you know, no means yes, hearing a chant, something like that. We have a problem with fraternities, and they absolutely need to be changed. This seems a little far-fetched, having women be in fraternities.
So will this be showing up at the U or St. Thomas or any of the other universities here in Minnesota? I just wonder if this is a one-off or if it's a true movement.
Well, this is just at Yale for now. Although I think if you surveyed the U or any other major university that has a lot of Greek life, you would find out that they have a problem too. They have a culture problem with some of these fraternity parties, and women maybe don't feel safe. That's what these women are saying, that they didn't necessarily feel safe at these parties, but they were the only place to go to socialize. I don't know. We were when I was at Syracuse, we had M Street. You could go to Marshall Street and you could go party. There was tons of bars and restaurants. Go down there. You did not have to be Greek to go have a good time. We had plenty of parties in our dorm rooms. We had off-campus apartments. We had plenty of parties there. We weren't fully reliant on Greek life. It was another avenue. But who knows? Maybe the smarties at Yale are doing it differently.
I think there are alternatives.
You were at Penn State. Where'd you party?
Yeah. Well, we had bars. Actually went to bars.
What about you? Wisconsin. No, Dan's saying we got to go to the break.
Dan was at the library.
The whole time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.